top senators from the Intelligence Committee, the Banking Committee, and the Foreign Relations Committee on their way into the White House on this gorgeous but slightly windy autumn morning. The president is here, and Barack Obama wants to talk to the senators about the negotiations with Iran. He wants to press on them that now is not the time to impose more sanctions on Tehran. Well, the senators are just on their way out of the White House. We're going to see whether they were convinced by President Obama's pitch. Senator, how long are you willing to give the president? How much time are you willing to give the president before you impose further sanctions?
He asked for a period of time. And I think I want to go back and digest everything that's been said myself.
That's Senator Bob Corker. He's the ranking Republican on the Foreign Affairs Committee.
I think there's a lot to think about as we leave. I think everybody's probably going to go back and seek their own counsel.
The administration has spent days making its case since the last round of talks in Geneva earlier this month. I was there with the American Secretary of State.
Hi, John Kerry.
How tired are you?
I'm not. I'm good. I'm energized. Thank you.
How close did you get to a deal?
Well, we were very, very close, actually. Extremely close.
Close, but still far enough from an interim deal that there's been plenty of time for opponents of an agreement to push for a tougher line on Iran.
This hearing will now come to order. This hearing of the House Foreign Affairs Committee is on examining nuclear negotiations. Iran after Rouhani's first...
Here in Congress, there have been numerous briefings and hearings, and there's been much lobbying by John Kerry himself to delay a vote for more sanctions. But he's not the only one who's been walking down these echoey halls.
Oh, the current deal is a bad deal.
That's Naftali Bennett, the Israeli economy minister who was just in D.C. I put it to him that Americans might be offended that a foreigner would be lobbying their lawmakers.
We're not telling them what to do. We're bringing the information to the table, sharing our analysis. We are on the ground there. We do live in the Middle East. At the end of the day, it's an American decision. It's not our decision.
But you are lobbying in Congress.
That's an aggressive word. We're meeting people.
John Kerry, the American Secretary of State, has also been speaking to Congress. He told senators not to listen to what Israelis are telling you. Does he mean you?
It's our duty to bring the information that we're aware of. And we do have solid information about the Iranian nuclear program.
When the Jewish people...
In Jerusalem, the Israeli Prime Minister was also making his case, appealing to American Jews directly and asking them to push back against the U.S. administration and any sanctions relief for Iran.
And it is time now to speak up. All of us have to stand up now and be counted.
Under the current deal being discussed in Geneva, Iran would be getting several billion dollars of sanctions relief as an incentive to keep talking for at least 6 months until a final settlement is reached. Hossein Mousavian at Princeton University is a former advisor to Hassan Rouhani, now the president of Iran. Mr. Mousavian says Iranians will not make a difference between what President Obama wants and what Congress ends up doing.
I'm convinced if there is more sanctions, this would be deal killer. And definitely Iranians would consider as a hostile reaction to their overtures, the goodwills they have made with a very comprehensive package.
And here at the White House, they agree. This president is all about ending wars and avoiding new ones. And Mr. Obama's convinced a deal with Iran is the way to do just that. He wants an agreement with Tehran if he can get it, and he knows it could define his legacy.